symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Hello and welcome to this very special episode of Arn. It's a bonus show with the one and only legendary Arn Anderson. Arn, how are you today?
Doing great. Glad to be with you, Paul. It's going to be fun.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it. For this bonus episode, we're going back to 1996. It's a big time for WCW. It's the Great American Bash. This is the time period when it's really leading up to the whole NWO. This match we're going to watch today is you and Ric Flair versus Steve Mongo McMichael and Kevin Green. And lots going on in this pay-per-view.
You better believe it. You should have been in that ring, my friend.
Well, listen, I wasn't too far. I was only 20 rows up there in Baltimore watching this live. So I'm really excited about this today.
Now, were you wanting us to get killed or were you wanting us to kill them? Which was it? Tell the truth.
I was a big Kevin Green fan because I'm a Steeler fan. So Kevin Green, when he played for the Steelers, I was a huge fan of his. So I was definitely cheering at this point, Arn, for you to get killed. I'm sorry.
Fantastic.
So, hey, listen, this was a big one, though. This is when Eric would be powerbombed off the stage from Nash and Hall. This is also the event where Chris Benoit would tussle with Kevin Sullivan all through the building and into the bathroom. I believe you came out towards the end of that match as well to help out Chris Benoit. But we're here specifically today to rewatch this tag team match with Mongo and Kevin Green. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. And you and I both have Peacock pulled up. We're at the Great American Bash. It's 1996. For those of you following along on Peacock, it's what they call Series 7, Episode 1. And we are asking you to go all the way down to 2 hours and 1 minute even. That's where Arn and I are going to pick it up today. So we'll just give you a minute for the watch along for you to get there. Arn, what are your memories of, before we dig into this, of Baltimore, maybe working in Baltimore, any fun Baltimore, Maryland memories?
Yeah, Baltimore, I've put them over many, many times. What a great crowd. And they're just a great sports city. You know, they love everything. They got their baseball team, you know, of course, the success the Ravens have had. And, you know, it was always a great city for wrestling. And this night was no different. They were rabid.
It seemed to be the home for the Bash for several years. That's where Bash 90 was, where Sting would take the strap off of Ric Flair, and several other Bashes were there as well. You had the Inner Harbor, just a beautiful city too. The Orioles, like you mentioned, the sports teams, and for whatever reason, you know, they loved Jim Crockett and WCW, and always had a hot crowd. Jimmy's Famous Seafood. How can you forget that? Huge wrestling fans and great food.
As great as he is to all the boys, you got to include him and the food. It's fantastic. Sabatino's.
There you go.
Late night, incredible garlic. We stunk walking out of that place like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I believe it. I just heard Rick cutting a promo talking about where he was on his 40th birthday, and he said something about being naked at Sabatino's, and just classic Ric Flair stuff. So, well, listen, I hope we've given everyone enough time to find it. We're going to dig in, Arn, and at least get this started. Okay. I know you got a busy schedule today as well. So 2 hours, 1 minute even. Let's do the countdown together, Arn, in three, two, one. Play. Here we go.
Now, the first thing that we should all observe is look at the star power that's just around the ring. You got Bobby Heenan. You got Randy Savage. You know, you've got Miss Elizabeth. You got Woman, and, you know, they're just ringside. They're not even in the match. Savage was the coach for these guys, you know, for the week prior to it. You know, that alone, you look at that star power. Kevin Green was, man, I've been in the ring with some intense people. I would put him at the very top.
Dude, he brought it. He had, if he didn't want to be a football player, he would have been an awesome wrestler. He had the emotion, and I mean, he was just fired up for this.
And if he couldn't have been a wrestler, I got a feeling he would have figured a way to buy a cannon, put it in his backyard, and get shot out of it at least once daily.
He was wound up like nobody's business. So as we kick it off here, you're in the ring with Mongo. Let's set the stage for those that are listening as well as to what we have going on here. The build for this one started at Slamboree. Rick's cutting promos talking about Deborah, Steve Mongo McMichael's wife, and how she had a crush on him. And it all led to Steve needing to find a partner to take on you and Rick. And this is the beginning, though, of putting Steve in the Horsemen. And Arn, how long in advance did you know that Steve McMichael would be joining the Horsemen?
Well, we didn't know if it was going to be a done deal till it actually happened. There was some conversation about it. And, you know, of course, it got blown off right away. But it wasn't 100%. I saw a little glimmer in Mongo's eye at the aspect of what was being pitched. And it wasn't a definite no, that's for sure. Now, one thing else to keep in mind, Paul, as everybody's watching this, these guys might have had a total of maybe 6 hours over a 3-day span of wrestling training. That's it. These guys are top level, all pro football players. They're not wrestlers and with no wrestling background. So keep that in mind with what you see.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to ask, doing my research a little bit, I saw that Terry Taylor might have been involved with helping them. Was he involved a lot in their training?
Probably yeah. So, but still, that's a lot to absorb in 3 2-hour sessions.
Absolutely. Now, I totally understand that. And how are they? Now, listen, they're huge. You're down. You're down ready to do some football shoulder tackling with Mongo. What was it like in terms of stiffness?
And how stupid is that?
Yeah, did you feel safe with these guys?
Well, I'd had my way with him a little bit. I saw that he was a little bit lost on the wrestling part. So I decided to show my ass and run him over. And I found out why he is Steve Mongo McMichael. That was pretty earth-shattering, put to you that way.
Did when you were told about wrestling, Kevin Green and McMichael from Creative, were you worried about this, Arn? Was this like, what are we doing here? Did you have any thoughts of just being worried about what this would look like?
Well, here we go again.
You're back down in the 3-point stance.
See, he got away with one. I knew he was out of his element. He would never look for a simple drop toe hold. But when I first found out about this, I wasn't worried about it. I mean, I've always felt confident. When you're used to wrestling the Steiners and Bill Kazmaier and the Road Warriors and Steve Dr. Death Williams, these are all top shelf athletes. Yeah. You know, Haku, these guys were at their profession. They were top of the line. But they weren't top of the line at our profession. So I wasn't sweating them at that point. I just had no idea of the men inside the athlete.
So you mentioned they didn't have a lot of training. It's obvious, as we watch this match, they're not technicians by any stretch of the imagination. What did the day of the event look like? Did you guys, talk it through? Did you walk through? Do you remember anything in terms of preparation for the actual match itself?
You know, we didn't talk much. Kevin was a different guy. Once he felt like we would have never left they would have never left that arena where they were working out that last day if Kevin Green wasn't confident and he had enough knowledge that he was going to be okay. He would have been there all night. That's just the way he is. Mm. So he was confident. Mongo just figures, and he's probably right in most cases, he's just more man than anybody in the room. And turned out to be true. He's, for what he didn't have in wrestling skills, he had in manhood skills. I could tell you that.
Yeah, no, as I watch it and I sit here and think about Mongo, obviously we're all saddened to learn the news about what he's dealing with now in life. It was good to see Rick and a few others get out there to see him lately. And then Kevin Green within the last, year having passed on as well. Just time, it's just crazy how time changes things and the things that happen in life. But here, they're vibrant, they're in their prime, they're having fun working with you guys, and now it's Kevin Green's time to take the shirt off and show Arn Anderson what he has. He's ready to go.
Yeah, and he's not kidding.
He is not. He's intense, man, this guy.
You know, and don't let me forget to get back to Mongo when this match is over, please.
I will not.
It's the most important thing we will talk about today.
Absolutely.
Now, Rick, he's gonna show his ass and think that he's gonna get Kevin off of his game.
He's going to do all the Nature Boy stuff, hands through the hair, the woos, and the peacock walk.
And just like it bit me on the ass earlier, it's going to bite him soon.
Oh, yeah. How special was it to have Bobby Heenan at ringside for this match? Do you know that it was the last time Heenan would be at ringside in a manager-type role in his entire career, Arn?
I did not know that at the time. It meant a lot to me at the time with our prior history with WWF.
That's right.
You know, Bobby Heenan is one of the most witty, sharpest, most intelligent guys to have a very limited education. You know, I think he dropped out of school, sixth grade, eighth grade, something. And man, he was just sharp as a tack. Now, just like that shoulder right there and there. Might not have looked like much, but brother, listen.
You felt it. Yeah.
Football is not a contact sport. It's a collision sport. And they just showed us that firsthand.
And Kevin Green shows us his version of the Flair strut as Flair just takes off down the runway here. I thought he was going to do a face first plant on the floor, but he doesn't. Macho Man comes down to bring him back into the ring. I tell you what, for two guys, like you said, that haven't had much practice, this is a hell of an entertaining match.
Well, and keep in mind, you know, there's a full house and wrestling fans are rabid. You know, the nerves being involved. Trust me, if you've ever been inside a ring, Paul, it looks way different on the inside looking out than it does on the outside looking in. Looks totally different.
I've never been inside a ring, but man, I can imagine. It's just like watching any sport, Arn. Everything, we have it all figured out in the recliner. But once you get in there, it's a different world, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's well said. You know, and the one thing about athletes, especially high level athletes, we all respect and admire anything that we know we can't do athletically and somebody else can. I'm mystified by guys that can throw a hell of a curveball. And I'm even more mystified by guys that can hit a curveball because it's out of my reach athletically. And these two guys, they had our respect coming in. We thought we could play a head game on them, but it's not faring so well.
Arn, you think back to 96. Was this a fun time, this time for you in your career, this 96 era? WCW is obviously about to transition into the NWO years, but would you look back at this time of your career and say, man, these were good times?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love the business. You know, the entire 15 years that I was fortunate enough to get up every morning, go to work at a job that I truly loved. I can honestly say there was never a day where I hated my job. I love my job. I love being a wrestler. It's all I ever wanted to do since I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And this time, you could tell the business was percolating. It hadn't popped yet. The NWA or NWO would be the seed that popped business, but you could tell.
It felt different. It started to feel different around this time frame, like something was about to happen.
Absolutely. Of course, we had no idea just how much was, you know, it was going to change and how huge it was going to be with the NWO stuff. But you're right. It felt like business was building and there was more interest and, you know, more fans and more rabid fans and, you know, just like this. This is a big deal. Like I said, look at the star power around that ring alone. When Randy Savage is operating as a coach, the Macho Man, I mean, come on.
We were, you know, the next month, Arn, pay-per-view-wise, the next month is going to be Bash at the Beach, where Hogan would make his big debut, where he would come out and be part of the NWO. So we're just a month away here at this point.
Now, here's something. he got a double figure four.
Wow.
That's pretty sweet, to be honest with you. And, you know, the crowd popped and we used the girls the right way. And here's a little swerve coming up later. So keep your eye on this right here. There's Deborah and
I'm assuming that's Kevin Green's wife there. Yeah,
it is. And they're getting run off because Nancy Sullivan would have beat everybody up.
Oh my God.
In that area, if they hadn't left, brother.
That's one woman that I would not, I mean, she looked as tough as nails.
Yes, sir. And we miss her. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
She was a good friend of the family. Wasn't close to Liz in that way, but she was always quite the lady and quite a nice person. And we were lucky to have them with us as part of that package.
Now, this might be as good a time as any, Arn. You said that you didn't want to wrap this up without talking a little bit about Mongo. He's in the ring. You were just working on him a little bit. Now Rick is. What were some of the sentiments or thoughts that I know you wanted to share about Steve?
Well, to see Steve in the physical shape he's in just breaks my heart. It rips my guts out. Like I say, you can look at him here and go back to when he played football. You know, he was just more man than anybody in the room, and he was more human being. He was a good friend. I ran into him over the years a few times, and he was always hugging my neck, and I was hugging his, and he became a friend. He became more than a partner. And what he's suffering through with this ALS is, you know, God, it's as bad as any disease I've ever seen. And I just want him to know how much I love him, how much the boys love him and the industry, because we were better for him having been in it, if you knew the human being. And, you know, I just want him to keep fighting and do everything he can. And just, I just want him to know that he's a very special person in my life.
Very well said. And I appreciate you sharing that, Arn, because some of us, again, our only view of Steve McMichael is what we see right here on TV or what we heard come through our speakers at home. So it's always powerful, I think, when folks like you talk a little bit more, give us some insight about who guys really are. And so I love to hear that you talk about Steve in that way.
Well, that's the way I felt about him. He became a very good friend, and I just hate it. I hate what he's going through.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as you Rick's in there dropping that famous knee on McMichael's forehead and tagging you in. Here you come back in. You got Randy Anderson, your longtime friend who we've heard about in your new format show as the referee, by the way, in this match. We haven't mentioned that.
Well, as part of that star power, Pee Wee Anderson.
There you go. That's right. How can we forget him?
My God, he and I grew up totally. Now, you wouldn't believe it, but that guy was a state champion, 98 pounds.
Look, you're mixing up with him a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't want to push it too far. He would have took me down.
He was a state champion in wrestling.
98 pounds. Pepperell High School, Georgia. Rome, Georgia.
Wow.
That's where I met him, was at a wrestling tournament.
So cool. And here you are working together in WCW in front of thousands of people. What a life.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's the most wonderful industry there is. Now see, just like that, Kevin Green just came in. I was laying low on top of that pile.
Yeah.
Peeled me off like somebody with a scraper scraping ice off a windshield. I mean, hey, Kevin, that hurt.
Kevin, it's kayfabe, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, lighten up.
Oh, so good.
And then if you go back and watch this match without me and you yakking over it and watch it in its entirety, there was about three occasions where they just ran me over. I couldn't do anything about it.
It started with the first football tackle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There was three or four occasions. Go back and look where there were saves made or just ugly violence.
And Arn, the camera had just panned back, and there I saw my full head of hair self sitting in the audience with not a stitch of hair on my face. What a scary, scary sight that was. It looks like I just had one too many Domino's pizzas before I came to this event. Wow.
Well, who did you come with?
I came with a friend and a friend's dad, and it's just the three of us. We were getting down to Baltimore. We'd get down to the old Civic Center in Philly because we were right between Baltimore and Philly. So I saw you and the WCW and NWA quite a few times in those days between Baltimore and Philly.
So it was guys' night.
Yeah, guys' night, absolutely. Awesome. Listen, back then I was early 20s. I couldn't get a date to save my life, man. It was not a good time for Paul Bromwell, I'll tell you that.
Well, things have picked up. Business has picked up, Paul.
Thankfully, it did. Thankfully, it did. Now, here he comes, taking you out again, going after the knees like a house of fire. He was made for pro wrestling, man. Look
yes,
at him.
Yes, he was.
Really impressed with Kevin Green in this match.
You're not mad that he's wearing the Carolina colors in this, are you?
No, that was who he was with at the time. It's funny because around this time when he was traveling with you guys, I was one of those fans that would show up at the hotel every once in a while, but I got a picture with him in his Carolina Panthers jacket.
Nice.
So that was really cool. I got to meet him, legend of, for like I said, I remember him playing in Super Bowl against the Cowboys for the Steelers, which they lost, but wasn't mad at him for it, no.
Yeah, his body of work in the NFL speaks for itself.
Absolutely.
Okay, business is fixing to take a big time change here. We're fixing to change the mood.
Now, how are you able, now, just watching this, how do you know that? Just know it because of just how things are happening in the ring?
Yep, just the way things are developing.
Okay.
And like I said, we weren't positive what was going to actually go down. When you got Randy Savage as volatile as he is, basically roaming around out there ringside, you know, if he would have done something way out of the ordinary, it wouldn't have been out of character for him, but you can't anticipate that. I mean, this guy is not just some jabroni wandering around. It's Macho Man Randy Savage.
That's right.
So I mean, you know, what we had in mind and what Rick and I talked about, if this happens, then we'll do this. If that happens, we'll do that. We had like an ABCD plan.
That makes sense.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of volatility. You got Bobby Heenan, you know, if you piss Bobby off, Bobby had a temper. He might pick up a piece of movable furniture and whack somebody in the head.
The last thing you want to do is touch Bobby Heenan. Just ask Vader. He'll freak out and he'll leave the area and go to the backstage.
Well, yeah, he's got a bad neck. And all about that, buddy.
Every time I see you in the ring now, Arn, I have a little bit of fear and trepidation, not wanting you to end up in that kind of situation.
So do I.
But it is fun seeing you out. And here we go, the shout out with your son, Brock, man. How cool is that?
This has been the biggest week. And since my children were born, probably, and me getting married to my missus, this was probably the biggest week of my life.
Arn, can I tell you that when he's in the ring working and they get you in the camera shot, I always want to kind of look at your face because it's so fun for me to see the pride in your eyes as you're watching your own son. I have boys of my own. I can't imagine what that's like.
I can't be a hard ass on this one, buddy. It just melted me seeing, you know, him out there and how well he did, you know, with the limited training, you know, he's only going to get better. And, to see his eyes after it was over and getting to experience that, it's just meant the world to me.
He didn't miss a beat, Arn. And when he came down, my wife, who's not a wrestling fan, says, "Oh my gosh, he looks just like his dad. Unbelievable." So
yeah, I'm sure he's not happy about that. But
well, at least he knows what it'll look like in 30, 40 years.
Yeah, his future look is laid out right before him. Bless his heart. And now look here. Look at this.
Oh boy.
No. Chicago jacket. What happened?
Deborah is drop dead gorgeous. She's wearing the gown and she's got a completely different look and she is not wearing the football coat any longer. Benoit has made his way to the ring. We talked over a little bit. And he's taking out Kevin Green on the outside. Kevin Green's on the figure four. And Kevin Green. Oh, here we go. The Horseman briefcase.
And the Horseman t-shirt. So I guess he thought about it. There was a proposal earlier during the day. Let's see what he decides. I mean, we didn't know. You don't know. Mongo wasn't hurting for money. He didn't need the money.
I mean, the horsemen know how to deliver a contract. Oh. A beautiful blonde in a gown, and there it is, the turn.
Oh, that had to hurt. That was ugly and had to hurt.
For those that aren't watching this, it was Mongo taking the briefcase to the back of Kevin Green with the big turn, Flair for the cover and the win, and Mongo is now on the way to be a four horseman, Arn.
And Randy Savage probably should have stayed on the floor.
And now he's going to get his butt kicked. Here we go. Oh. Oh, and Arn's in, and Arn grabs the leg of Savage, yanks him down, and the fight is on. Benoit's in. Mongo has the suit, the briefcase. Heenan's in the ring, and this is classic horseman beatdown.
Well, Randy should have known, of all people, you jump on one of us, you jump on all of us. Night-night.
Yep, briefcase to the head, lays out. Macho Man, Heenan's running his mouth at Savage. They're circling him like vultures. Not a good day at the office for Randy Savage. Pee-wee Anderson has lost control. Mongo is donning the t-shirt. Big day for him in his career. He finally becomes a four horseman. And that's something you don't lose. Once you become a horseman in wrestling, that brand sticks with you, even through all the future conventions and everything else you do in life.
Yep, nobody can take that away from you. It's like being a Hall of Famer. Once you're in, nobody can do anything about it. You're in for life.
Here we go. The pose. Everybody's arms are raised. Deborah looking only as she can look.
Deborah probably spent that whole wad the next day shopping.
And you're going to get that right here on bonus episodes with Arn. I love you for that. Here we go. The quick replay here. Kevin Green bringing in Ric Flair, the outside suplex, outside in. He's all excited and pumped up until Arn Anderson, the enforcer, chop blocks him, and the beatdown is on.
Yeah, it's almost sad that he was lost there for a minute. Like, what are you doing? You could see him say, what are you doing?
We were friends.
I thought we at least had a deal for a day.
Right.
One thing about wrestling, you never know which way the worm is going to turn.
Well, the worm certainly turned for Steve McMichael in a positive way, I guess he would say. But for Kevin Green, not so good. Arn, that's it. That was our bonus watch along this month for the Great American Bash 96. Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I did. And it brought back some great memories. And again, you know, anybody watching this, if you can get a message out to Mongo, please do. He needs all your love and prayers right now. And God bless him. And God bless everybody for tuning in.
That's right. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you had as much fun watching and listening along with Arn and I as we did covering it. Such a great time in wrestling. Again, this was the month before the big Hogan joins the NWO and WCW takes off like a rocket ship. But these were some fun classic matches. You had two football players. That match lasted much longer than I think people expected. Arn, it was a pleasure working with you today, my friend.
Right back at you.
All right, with that, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining us on Ad-Free Shows. Until next time, this has been Paul Bromwell with Arn Anderson.